This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
If you want to know where the economy's going, and we all kind of do, right, the bond market is what you want to keep your eye on. As we've been mentioning the past couple of days, the yield, which is just a fancy way of saying interest rate, the yield on the 10-year U.S. government bond, 10-year treasuries is the shorthand, has been going up pretty steadily. Yesterday, hitting levels it hadn't seen since 2007, which was a long time ago. So, with that eye on our economic future, here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
The important thing to think about here is that a 10-year bond has a life of 10 years. So the payoff, the reward, the yield, has to account for what the economy is going to be like for the next 10 years. And recently, the vision of that future has started to change. For starters, interest rates.
Rates are going to remain higher for longer.
Luis Alvarado is with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
A lot of the macroeconomic data that we've been getting pretty much over the summer just continues to reinforce the idea that the economy is still resilient, right? Not really expecting an economic slowdown soon, and that the Fed's job is still not done.
If there isn't an economic slowdown coming soon, the Fed won't be forced to lower rates soon. If the Fed's job of fighting inflation isn't done, the Fed will have to keep rates higher until it is. So if interest rates are higher for longer, 10-year yields will have to compete. That is one reason they are high. Another reason.
Just the large amount of debt that Treasury is going to have to issue.
Marvin Lowe is with State Street Global Markets. The government has spent a lot of money, and the Treasury Department is issuing a lot of bonds to pay for that faster than expected.
And the market seems to be having a little bit of trouble digesting that.
So one way to get the market to absorb more bonds is to increase the payoff. That is another reason yields are high. And finally, 10-year bond yields have to account for inflation over 10 years. The Fed wants inflation at 2%, but the long-term outlook is murky.
It may be much more uneven to get there, and it may be more volatile than what investors were originally expecting.
Steve Lipley is with BlackRock. Investors are realizing long-term changes in supply chains might raise costs. Food could go up. OPEC might get friskier. The Fed might have more inflation fights in its future. So with that risk, we get another reason yields are high. Bottom line, the future is looking like a more expensive place for debt, and bonds gotta keep up. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.